T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line is Brian Culpa, Amherst Town Supervisor. We've been telling you this morning about a new cell tower. Doesn't exactly look like your normal cell tower going up in the town of Amherst. Brian, thanks for joining us. This new cell tower, it almost looks like my fake Christmas tree that I put up every single year, because it kind of has that same idea. Big, long, metal rod with some fake branches on the side in the Delton area of Amherst. Where did this all begin, and why does it look like a tree?
Well, so a couple of years back, the town had been wrestling with the idea of allowing Verizon to build a cell tower in a part of Garnett Park, which is actually wooded, Garnett Woods. And I think rightly so, the neighbors responded negatively to that idea. Verizon then went, found a private sector location off Sheridan Drive, which back kind of right up to Garnett Woods. Some point, they decided they were going to try to camouflage the cell tower. This cell tower has been the ire of that neighborhood for a while. The town, my town administration, actually tried to work with Verizon's coverage maps to see if we could get them to relocate the tower outside of the neighborhood or into a more of a industrialized or commercialized area, but there really just isn't anything there. So what we have, I think, is a terribly disguised cell tower, and it's just a terrible location.
It does look a little conspicuous, I would say, standing, a little outside of some of the real trees and just a little bit taller, too. Do you consider this, is this like a necessary evil of the modern times? I mean, you said you don't really like having the big, huge cell tower there. Residents don't really like having the cell tower there, but we all do like cell service.
Well, we do. And Verizon certainly will tell you that, even in this day and age, you can't do everything with the small cell locations. They still need these big macro level towers. You just wish there's better locations for them. I understand coverage areas. Unfortunately, we have what we have, right? At the end of the day, we want good high speed data. We want, good communications. Because it really is what drives our economy and a lot of our way of life and a lot of our culture now. So for doing that, we're giving up something else. Unfortunately, to me, what we gave up here was a lot of aesthetic value for, I guess that is the great trade-off of our day.
All right. Well, Brian, we thank you for the time and for talking about this issue. It is funny when you see it in person. You can do so over at WBEN.com. See that big cell tower? That's Brian Culpa, Amherst Town Supervisor, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.